Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon, everyone. I am Assemblyman Pat Kluginski. I represent the 143rd Assembly District, which covers the town of Chickawaga, part of the town of Lancaster, the villages of Sloan, Depew, and part of the city of Buffalo. Assemblyman Bologna and I have been submitting testimony to state agencies and authorities advocating against energy policies and mandates that are harmful to residents and businesses in Western New York. To succeed in this effort, we need to rally the voices of constituents and stakeholders from every corner of our community. So to Phil and Dominic, our sincere thank you for being here today to support that effort. When the CLCPA was passed in 2019, members of both houses of the state legislature, energy suppliers, and independent energy industry sources warned that its mandates would cost taxpayers billions of dollars. Proponents of the law were warned that the state's electric grid could not accommodate the massive amounts of new load required to meet these electric mandates. As we stand here today in 2025, electric rates have increased nearly 50% since the passage of the CLCPA, and utilities are citing the cost of implementing the new law as a major factor. The New York State Energy and Research Development Authority estimates that under the CLCPA, electricity costs could rise 64%, and New York's annual baseline energy costs will reach $120 billion per year through 2040, which equates to over $1,200 per month per household. Having to convert to all electric will more than double a homeowner's cost for purchasing and powering appliances and heating systems. These increases are staggering amounts in today's economic climate, enough to force a family from their home or a business to another state. The reliability question is especially important one for Western New Yorkers and those in colder communities. New York's electric grid has been devoid of any meaningful investments, improvements, or upgrades in nearly 70 years. The dramatic increase in monthly bills, new rates approved by the PSC, and pending rate requests all are desperate and unaffordable efforts to raise the resources necessary to try and rebuild our grid to a point that it will be able to handle this unprecedented increase in load. I have met with utility officials who have shown me maps that indicate virtually every segment of our region is at or near capacity and requires significant investment to be able to accommodate the additional load. Developers like Phil Nanula, who invest in our communities, cannot even think about beginning a new development without being concerned about whether the local utility can provide service. Besides denying consumer choice, New York's obsession with total electrification severely compromises reliability for Western New York customers. It also defies logic, since nearly 60% of New York State's electricity is generated by fossil fuels and natural gas. I could go on and on with all verifiable reasons why the CLCPA and its mandates result in unaffordable, unreliable, and potentially dangerous energy delivery for residents and businesses alike. Absent the majority in the legislature passing any of our legislation or the New York Energy Planning Board responding favorably to our opposition of the 2025 draft energy plan, we are heading into an energy affordability and reliability crisis. That is why we are here respectfully calling on the governor to issue an executive order imposing a five-year moratorium on the benchmark deadlines tied to the CLCPA. It is clear that the vast majority of New Yorkers, taxpayers, businesses, utilities, members of the legislature, and industry experts like the New York's independent system operator, and I believe even the governor, recognizes that these policies are taking us down an unsustainable road, the consequences of which will be far worse than what we are experiencing right now. It is well past time to act, and we hope the governor will give serious consideration to our requests and take the appropriate action. Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.